Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Keontae, and to whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Damaris Zimke.
And how are you?
I'm not very happy, and hopefully you don't hang up on me.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm so sorry about that. May I please start off with having your zip code, please?
83336.
Oh, okay, thank you so much for providing with that information. And you said your name... What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Damaris Zimke.
Okay. Z-E-M-K-E. Okay. Thank you so much for providing with that information. And for security purposes, may you please verify your billing address.
861 14th Street, Heyburn, Idaho.
Okay. All right. So I was successfully able to get into the account. How may I begin assisting you on today?
Well, to begin with, I didn't order anything from you guys. I have no clue what this is. I've not received anything. Somewhere along the line, I've been scammed, and I stupidly, on Facebook, made a purchase for $2 for a KitchenAid deal for overstock type thing. And I knew then I was probably getting ripped off, and I thought, oh, it's just $2, not a big deal, but I'll try it for the fun of it. Well, that same day, I checked my bank account, and here's a charge from you guys for the $59.92, but it says on the card different. And so I immediately, that was on a Sunday, so I immediately called Monday morning to my bank and had them disputed it, changed my credit card number, canceled it, and did whatever they did so they didn't charge me. And now you guys have sent all this information and letter that I've made the purchase. I did not make this purchase. I did not receive anything. I do not want anything from you guys. I've never even heard of it.
Okay, so yes, ma'am.
I'm just kind of irritated that I'm losing $60 for something that I don't even know what it is.
Yes,
I did
ma'am.
Not offer them.
I completely understand. I am sorry about that. I understand your frustrations. I would just like to give you a bit of a background as to why you are being charged that $56. Now, it does look like here you enter a contest. Maybe it was like a sweepstake. You could have entered that to win maybe like a KitchenAid mixer, Dyson vacuum, a Craftsman toolbox or something like that. So you enter a sweepstake, and being that you did not cancel within the period, like the trial, that's why they charge you the $59. But there is pros to that. Like you're paying a membership, and the membership is valued because it offers you $125 credit to spend. So basically,
membership for what?
You were placed in a membership to you enter a sweepstake to win something. Like I said, it could be a KitchenAid mixer, a Dyson vacuum, or something like that. And then it placed you in like a subscription. And I don't know, that was in the terms and conditions. You may have not seen that, but the subscription was just the $59. Let's see. Yeah, the $59.89. So basically, you're paying that subscription, and then you're also receiving $125 credit to spend in the store. So they provide you with that credit. I think it comes to your email. Like every month, the $59 is paid. You receive $125 credit, and you can spend it on.
I don't want that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's why I'm trying to explain it to you.
Yeah. So are you still going to try to hit me for $59 a month?
Well, if you would like to cancel, then no, ma'am, you would not be charged. But I just want to explain to you the valuables of that membership. You will be able to receive $125 credit, and you are able to use it into our store. It's called a Factory Direct store.
No, I do not want it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now, what if we're able to offer you $30 to stay, which is 50% off?
I want nothing to do with you guys. I do not want anything whatsoever.
All
period.
Right, no problem. I can go ahead and get that canceled out for you.
I mean, a $2 charge suddenly ends up at $60 for something I don't even know what the hell is. Never have received anything. Never gotten any notice of anything except for a charge on my credit card. So that credit card is no longer in service because it was canceled and changed to me the day after this all happened, so I don't know how this even went through.
Well, it looks like, man, that charge went through back in April because the payment was declined for May. That payment was declined, but it did indeed go through in April.
So you're still going to charge me for May?
No, that payment was declined. So once this is, the payment had declined. So we didn't take anything out in May. But once I get you counseled, you will no longer see those reoccurring charges to your account.
Okay. Yeah, I want to cancel, but I'm out the $60 for nothing. Hard lesson learned, right?
Unfortunately, I'm so sorry about that.
Well, live and learn. I'll never do anything like that ever again.
And I'm going to go ahead and get it counseled out for you, and then I'll provide you with your confirmation number. Okay, so it looks like here that you are already counseled. It looks like you called in previously before to counsel. That's why that payment for May didn't go through, and that's why you weren't charged any longer any other months after that. So let's see. I just want to notate your account, and I'll still provide you with the confirmation number just in case you have any more problems. You shouldn't, because you're counseled.
Okay, well, yeah, I would like to have that just in case something pops up later on.
No problem. I can definitely provide you with that. One moment, please.
Never click anything on Facebook, right?
No.
And I knew better than that. But I thought, oh, it's only $2. Not a big deal if I lose $2. Well, I had no idea this was going to happen over a silly little $2 stupid thing that I knew was scammed. You have a confirmation number yet?
Yes, I'll provide you with that just a moment.
Say what?
I will be providing you with your confirmation number in just a moment.
And you have my permission to blacklist me for life.
Okay.
We'll gladly have you do that.
Yes, ma'am. We'll get a picture. Okay, just a moment. All right, so I'll be ready to provide you with your confirmation number once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, C as in Charlie.
Okay, what was that?
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
734.
734?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
704.
Okay.
That's your confirmation number. So I got everything taken care of. As I said previously before, your account was already canceled, so you no longer will be receiving those charges.
So can I repeat this number to make sure I've got it correct?
Yeah, sure.
So C is in Charlie, 920-734-704.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope. Blacklist me, do whatever you can, flag me. So nothing ever comes from me ever again.
Yes, ma'am, definitely will.
Okay, and other than that, you have a good day.
No. You're absolutely fine. I completely understand.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.